This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My amendment today would drive the bill for Ukraine, take each dollar amount in this act is hereby reduced to zero. You see, the United States taxpayer has already sent $113 billion to Ukraine, and a lot of that money is unaccounted for. This is a continuance of a sick business model that the American government continues. The federal government continues to fund the military-industrial complex, and this is a business model that requires Congress to continue to vote for money, to continue to fund foreign wars, and this is a business model the American people do not support. They don't support a business model built on blood and murder and war in foreign countries, while this very government does nothing to secure our border. The American people are over $34 trillion in debt, and the debt is rising by over $40 billion every single night while we all sleep. But yet nothing is done to secure our border or reduce our debt. Inflation has driven out of control. Americans are suffering every single day. They can hardly afford their grocery bills. They can hardly afford gas in their car. They can hardly afford rent. And now mortgage payments are well over $3,000, where they were only just over $1,700 3 years ago. The youngest generation, young adults, don't even think they're going to be able to buy a home in their lifetime. And today in Congress, the most important thing that this body thinks should be done is to send another $61 billion to a war in Ukraine that the American people by 70% do not support. Mind you, this comes on the very heels of Monday being April 15th, tax day, where every single American had to scrounge up their money and send their dollars in to the IRS. Or some of them had to file extensions because they weren't ready and didn't have the money to pay their taxes. But today, this body says the most important thing we can do, no, is not reduce spending. That's not it. Not to do anything to drive down inflation. Oh, no, we can't do that for the American people. It's not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day, by people from over 160 different countries. No, don't secure the American border. Let everyone in. We have over 1.8 million known gotaways. We don't know who these people are. And yet you have members of this body talking big and tough about, oh, we have to defeat Russia. Oh, we have to protect Ukraine. But yet, all of you are unwilling to protect the American citizens that pay your paycheck, pay the light bills in this building, and pay for this entire federal government. For what? For nothing. Ukraine is not even a member of NATO. Ukraine is not a member of NATO, but the most important thing you hear in Washington, D.C. is, oh, we have to spend Americans' hard-earned tax dollars over to Ukraine and keep the money going to continue to murder Ukrainians, wipe out an entire generation of Ukrainian men so that there are widows, there are fatherless orphans, there are not enough men to work in their industries. Oh, but you really support Ukraine. Wow, what kind of support is that? It's repulsive. You know, shame on the American government. Shame on the American government. If we support our military, support our military. We should be funding to build up our weapons and ammunition, not to send it over to foreign countries to kill foreign peoples. And if this body was worth what it claims to be what it is, every single one of us would be demanding peace in Ukraine between these countries. Peace for these people so that no more of them have to die. But you never hear anybody demanding peace. No, 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 no. Peace is the last thing Washington wants because it doesn't fit the business model. This is a business model that they say continues our economy, protects American jobs. What a disgusting business model.
Very powerful speech.
We should
speech.
Have a business model that builds up our...
Get on. There's about a minute left. I'm going to post her speech at Real Alex Jones here in the next 10 minutes. We'll be back in 60 seconds with a historical reveal of what's brought us to the verge of World War III.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It has been said by many historians that those that do not know history are doomed to repeat it. And if you look at the European wars that went on in the last 1,000 years, look at the Napoleonic Wars, 205 years ago ending, 210 years ago ending. You look at World War One. You look at the Austro-Hungarian Empire. You look at the Versailles Treaty and Hitler and all the things that came out of that. The entire 20th century and the 21st century was based on the new political orders that came out of that war and the UN being established in the name of stopping global conflict, global government. And you have people that reject the Western New World Order globalist model, which I know I certainly do, who study the history of it and understand who the different interests are and understand that it's a transhumanist, posthumanist, hyper-eugenics scientific project of life extension and of creating a new species and becoming the Ubermensch that Friedrich Nietzsche talked about. So you have to know the different competing ideals and philosophies going into World War One, going into World War Two, the competing forces that were involved. And it's true that Britain was heavily threatened by the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Germany was just one piece of that. And that they had surpassed America with inventions and technology and were taking over the world through business, not through military conquest. And so the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, on the eve of World War One, was assassinated, shot and hand grenaded while driving in a motorcade. And the war began in earnest. And then the Austro-Hungarian Empire was broken up. Large pieces of it were given to Poland and France and many others. And those were the complaints of the Germans. And taxes were put on them and an incredible inflation. And they were in a depression much deeper than the depression we even saw in the United States. And out of that angrier world came the National Socialist Workers' Party that Hitler was a young member of, and that it was declassified after World War II that the British intelligence had been spying on and funding, not thinking it would take over later, but just a whatever group took over, they intended to basically be in the driver's seat with. So British intelligence didn't control the Nazis, but they were there from their inception. And if you want to actually study the history of that, it's there. And then as Germany builds up and as Germany turns its economy around from 1933 until about 1939, Time Magazine and the New York Times, Hitler, man of the year, multiple times, and he's a genius, and he's great, and Henry Ford funding him, and Thomas Watson of IBM, and It was on the local radio stations around the country, and Hitler was a great guy, and he was the answer to everything. And Neville Chamberlain and the British said, yes, what was taken from Germany and the Austro-Hungarian Empire was wrong, and so maybe you should take back all these countries. So it was Germany's job, Hitler believed, to recreate that empire, take over the rest of Europe, and establish a European Union, which, if you look up, Hitler invented the idea of the European Union, the Volkswagen, the modern Olympics. He drew the Olympic symbol. I mean, yeah, a lot of design going on here. The modern Autobahn system that Eisenhower, when he was president, picked up from the Germans and built our highway system. So there's no doubt that was going on. When people say, no, Hitler did these innovations, oh, you love Hitler. No, I mean, it's like saying communist China has been able to create 10% growth rates and industrialize and take over rare earth mineral production worldwide, 98% of it, and do amazing things. But I don't support Xi Jinping. So the Germans had been demoralized. They'd been put down. They'd been in decades of control and poverty. And then along comes this low-level corporal and World War One hero, Iron Cross, first class, Congressional Medal of Honor, the Germans Congressional Medal of Honor, as a message runner in World War One, who would volunteer to run through the enemy lines while they're being nerve gassed, all the rest of it. Just being honest about Hitler, he was a German war hero. Hitler rapidly ascends in the Nazi Party, and they have a beer putsch where they try to occupy the Reichstag, and then he gets put in jail a few years, and he writes Mein Kampf. I mean, I know the whole history forwards and backwards. It's fascinating. Read hundreds of books on it, multiple encyclopedias. I understood it was an important piece of history. And then Hollywood and the Western establishment then pushed American hegemony, and America being the hero of World War II. When America was a part of it, I'm not lessening both my grandfathers in it, the Army Air Corps, but 80% of the casualties or more were between the Germans and the Russians. 26 million Russians, 22 to 24 million Germans. I mean, this was a Russian-German slugfest. And then the United States and others came in on the edges of it for the final victory. And we still lost 700,000 troops. You can look it up. So You have Hollywood, then by extension, with thousands of movies about Nazis constantly, and then now attaching that to America and now saying conservatives are all Nazis and racist. We've been hearing this for 30 years. People go, well, I'm not a Nazi. So if you're calling Hitler bad and you're calling me a Nazi, well, he must not be bad because I know I'm not bad. And so it becomes a thing to basically troll the left. Is to go ahead and say, here's Hitler. What do you think of that? My issue with Hitler is this. They definitely were obsessed with design and pageantry and nighttime rallies and architecture and scary looking uniforms. And they took over an Austrian-Hungarian empire that had a huge militaristic history. And Rudolf Hess, the German deputy Fuhrer, did have with Edward VIII, the King of England, a peace treaty. Edward VIII, you type in Edward VIII or King of England with Hitler. There's all the photos. He was actually German himself and was in Germany when World War II started. Was in Spain a lot of the war. They say he advocated the throne because he was married to an American woman. No, it was because he was a Nazi. He was going to be the EU king. Hitler thought that the Brits, read his writings, were the most superior Aryans of anybody. He didn't want to bomb England because he didn't want to kill any Aryan stock. So when people say, oh, England started it, England double-crossed Germany. Well, England started World War One. It was the dominant empire, British Empire. But Hitler walked right into the trap, is the point. And so, yeah, Rudolf Hess did fly over on an airplane and bail out and drop down into the palace and with the treaty and say, how dare you do all this? We need to stop killing our fellow Aryans and all this. And they locked him up in the tower for the rest of his life, the Tower of London. So, yeah, all that's there. But when I posted to troll people, because I was planning to do this show this week, I've been saying for a while I would, when I posted on X, and we'll show it from X here, we can pull that up, please, Saturday on Hitler's birthday, this post right here, I saw it had already had millions of views, and it says, Hitler's birthday on 24, photo collection thread. And I said, happy birthday to a man who got 24 million Germans killed, also launched a world war that killed another 80 million people. Just because our rulers are evil does not mean Hitler was good. F. Adolf Hitler. And I knew that from the corners of X and elsewhere, the Hitler worshippers would come streaming out and would get tens of millions of views, which this post got 7.4 million views, derivatives of it, another 10 million that I even saw, and I wasn't looking. So 17 million views. And it did what I wanted. They're like, oh, you just got trolled. You just got ratioed. No, I just opened up this discussion. So then last night I trolled them with this, and it's got millions of views, where folks take myself and do with a bunch of leaders, from Trump to Putin to you name it, to Barack Obama. It's funny.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure have stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. It takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. These houses killing termites. But if you go to one of those poison supply stores, they got 50 different types of poison. Well, how about we don't take any of it? See, just because the New World Order and the pedophile left and the ADL are race baiting and creating division and control because it works, Hitler knew that. That's one bag of poison. And then over here, you can dust it off and, oh, here's World War II. Here's a Nazi bag of poison. See, if a restaurant's a really bad place to eat, you get food poisoning at, you don't go order the enchiladas or the hamburger there or the pork chop. So what I'm saying is there's this idea that if you actually know about Hitler and know about World War II, and he's an amateur to Xi Jinping, then you would understand that it's totalitarianism. Now, there's many ways to talk about Hitler. And what people need to know is that Hitler's original Nazi party wanted to ban Christianity and was an occultic animus religion that was going to try to return to the Norse ways. And they want to even get rid of the alphabet and go to the Norse runes. I'm not saying that's bad. It's an amazing culture. But that's what they wanted to go with. And later they made an alliance with the Catholic Church and the rest of it. But at first they were taking control of that whole system. And if you look at the Nazis' rise to power with Jens Rome and the SA, the reason they were into fashion and the uniforms and all of it is that it was the Nazis were a, like any corrupt, crazy, power-seeking group, because who really wants power but weirdos? They were heavy into homosexuality, heavy into pedophilia, and the German military, when Hitler got elected, would not work with the SA, the Brown Shirts, Hitler's street battlers that he'd been with for over a decade. He then betrayed them all on the night of the Long Knives and killed them all. And even in the German ledgers that they had at Nuremberg, the Germans testified it was all accurate. They had Hermann Goering, war hero, but an absolutely voracious homosexual. Dueling scar on his cheek, whole nine yards. Got to pull up Nazi Ernst Röhm. When he's in the jail cell and the SS come to kill him, he goes, "I don't care. If Hitler wants to kill me, he's God. Heil Hitler." I mean, what a cult, folks. What a cult. And then Hitler was jealous of other generals later, after they'd exterminated all those guys, and had Erwin Rommel killed, or made him take cyanide, or he killed his whole family. I mean, and the Nazis would run around. If you've seen Remains of the Day, because I've read the real history and also talked to people that saw stuff like this, the British lord who fought in World War I felt bad for Germans, so he invited the Nazis in the 30s to his house. And it's a fiction movie, but it's based on stuff that happened. And while he's out of the room, they're like, "When we take over, that painting, that painting, that painting." They were literally pirates obsessed with loot. Now, that's not just in a Hollywood movie. My grandfather, on his mother's side, were storied Texans, the very founders of the state. Like, amazing. Raised Colonel Travis's son, initiated Washington Brazos action, all of it. But she married a second-generation German, and they still spoke German, in Dallas. He was really good-looking and really rich. Most fabulous area of Dallas, you know, big mansion, whole nine yards. And the biggest car dealership in Dallas, you know, you name it, really successful people. And at home, they wore lederhosen. I mean, I've seen the photos. I have to dig them out. My grandfather and his sister, you know, in, you know, German outfits at their house in Dallas when they're 3 years old, 4 years old. So my grandfather, I never really talked about this, and you know, he was pro-America, Army, Air Corps, all that. But after I learned all this when I was a teenager, I went over there because I'd since moved to Austin last year as a high school. And I'd visit him almost every Sunday for Sunday dinner. And I go to church with him sometimes, too. My grandfather didn't talk a lot, but boy, have he talked. And I said, hey, I've learned all this. And he said, yeah, it's absolutely true. He said, when we grew up in Dallas, we lived next door to the inventor of, or one of the major patent holders on refrigeration, who had been born in Germany but had moved here, and it was their neighbor down the street. And my grandfather, when I was a little kid, because the Germans were very, there was a big section that were German, he would go over there and see the invention shop, and my grandfather later became an inventor and was successful, sold some stuff to the Pentagon, and combat robot, early combat robot in the 60s, but remote control, radio control, but that's a side issue. It's classified. I wouldn't tell me the details. But my mother remembers coming home from college and seeing, you know, and going to the warehouse, seeing the robots, but crowd control robot. But he talked about this rich German American who's German, not Jewish. Oh, Hitler just attacked the Jews, which is bad enough. And my grandfather said that the reason he went and joined the military, even though he was at UT in college, roommates with Tom Landry, best friends. I was a kid, every once in a while, visit, like Tom Landry pulled in the car and come in, like go in the office for an hour praying. Not bragging, it's just weird history. And he looked just like the Tom Landry you see, the hat, the suit, the whole nine yards. He was like 8 years old, it was Tom Landry. Only saw it once, but they talked every week and prayed. In fact, if I got to their house early on Sundays, he'd say, excuse me, you go in the room for 30 minutes and pray with Tom Landry. Just a weird story. Those are real Christians. And my grandfather said that by about 1938, the Germans, the Nazis, had threatened to kill all of his family in Germany if he didn't give them all the money he had. And the guy had basically sold everything, the equivalent of billions today, and my grandfather implied committed suicide. And my grandfather really liked this guy. And so that was the last straw for my grandfather to get off the UT football team. He could have got a deferment, whatever, and him and Tom Landry go and join the Army Air Corps together. So that's the reality here, ladies and gentlemen, is my grandfather is a German, good-looking, blonde-haired, blue eyes, in a rich area of Dallas with a bunch of rich Germans. And he is witnessing, and it wasn't just that. So then, obviously, he wouldn't talk about it. He gets, in World War II, approached and to look into what the Germans are up to. And he does it. And he didn't tell me about it, but he told his son, who also went into intelligence, and he told me about a lot of it. But we almost lost the country to Nazis, and they had the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings on it. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, starts with those hearings, and Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine Corps general, and they wanted to be the Commandant of the Marine Corps, multiple Congressional Medal of Honor winner, they tried to hire him, the Bushes, with the Nazis, to overthrow the U.S. government. And I didn't know about that till 25 years ago. I made films about it, and I made a film about 17 years ago, the big one. But I was hearing all that from my uncle, who my grandfather told him about it. And it just gets wilder. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X 3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try Turbo Force, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and Turbo Force, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, my grandfather was deep in the German community in Texas. My mother and uncle remember when Wernher von Braun was visiting Austin, they went and saw him when they were little kids. So I've only got pieces of this, and he didn't tell my mother a lot. He told my uncle a lot once he became a man about some of the stuff, and I wish I would have pried more into it. But my grandfather said that the Nazis were absolutely horrible people. And he was a German American, and a loyal American. But he told me, when I was asking him about this, we talked about it 15, 20 times, but he was wouldn't say a lot. He just said, man, I wish he was still alive. God, I wish, but I know now, I knew then. He said, listen, you gotta understand, because there's a lot of Germans in Texas, for those that don't know. It's like the second biggest group after the Scots. Texas was mainly founded by Scots, and then English, Irish, but the Germans were more than the Irish or the English in the first big waves, the more waves that came in. And I remember him saying, listen, we thought Hitler was good. He goes, when I was in junior high, because Hitler got into 33 and then high school, they were airing his speeches in German on WBAP. And that's true, because Time magazine was saying Hitler was a savior until 1939. He won Time magazine Man of the Year twice, back when it meant something. He was on the cover of gardening magazines. The Germans were all proud of Hitler. But again, he apprenticed. That's how things were in the old times. You would work with other people. He worked from the time he was like 10, 11, 12. Down the street, he described it. The whole area in the middle of Dallas is around a big park, and it's where all the Bushes live, all of them now. But he had a huge laboratory, Tesla-type guy. I can't remember his name. I'm a teenager. My grandfather's telling me about all this. And this guy was German. And he wasn't even against Hitler, but he had a bunch of family in Germany, and they threatened to kill him. And they sucked every bit of money out of him, and my grandfather saw that. So he said by the time he was in high school, and the Bund was really big. They had Madison Square Garden rallies, and they had rallies in Dallas with 50,000 Germans in Nazi uniforms. And my grandfather never got in the Bund, but he said, I went to a few of the Bund meetings. And I'm sitting around the kitchen table while he's drinking iced tea. He starts getting tears in his eyes. This is when he's a teenager. So my grandfather's going to Nazi rallies in Dallas, Texas. And then he starts learning about the inventor and how they're robbing him. And the old man's breaking down, crying to him, my grandfather said. So my grandfather went and joined the Army Air Corps. Once World War II started, he was already at UT playing football and won the track championship and all that. My mom still got the medals, first place for the hurdles and all that. So the point is he was a great guy. And imagine to him, he said the identity of it, like he was brought to be proud because he was very proud of his Texas, English and Scott family and he was really, people are proud of who they are, really proud of his mother, and really proud of the Germans. And then he was so embarrassed by World War II, even though he fought against Hitler. And he knew all about German history, the Teutonic Knights, and all the lore, and all of it. And he was a Deutschophile. He liked Germans. He's proud of Germans. Because his ancestors had been noble in Germany, and I won't tell that story. But that's the issue here, ladies and gentlemen. And so I don't need to have Kanye West sit right there where I'm pointing. And I start trying to tell my grandfather, your grandfather, he didn't know nothing. No, he just strapped his ass into fighter planes in World War II. He didn't know nothing. He just watched the Nazis suck his friends dry of money. He don't know nothing. But what my grandfather told me is when I got deep into the history books and the Nuremberg transcripts of the Nazis testifying, this was all admitted, they blew up salt mines and coal mines in Europe that were filled with more gold than Fort Knox ever had and the most famous paintings, and they admit it. Just blew it up so nobody get it. They ran all over Europe stealing everything. Just like Klaus Schwab's grandfather, who ran the second largest German munitions company. Fighter planes, tanks, machine guns, flamethrowers. And isn't it funny that we're facing some of the same people today. I'm for everybody that loves Hitler so much. Do you love the Ukraine war? Oh, no, 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 no. The people that love Hitler also love Putin because he's fighting the establishment, right? And they'll tell you all day about how wrong the Ukraine war is and the $62 billion they just funded last week. But look right here. Look right here. House passes Ukraine funding bill on Hitler's birthday. Who do you think their main force is? Nazis. Who do you think the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada is? The granddaughter of the top Nazi publisher. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. I'm not saying Nazis run everything today. The Nazis were an offshoot of the whole scientific development of mind war and political control and covert operations and false flags. And Hitler and Joseph Goebbels were obsessed with the Fabian socialists and with H.G. Wells. And they even, you look this up. Everything I say, you can look it up. They even tried to have assassins kill H.G. Wells. You're like, well, H.G. Wells wrote War of the Worlds. Why do they want to kill a science fiction writer? He also wrote a bunch of nonfiction books, and he was one of the main futurist brains of the British Empire. And they had an alternate eugenics plan that Aldous Huxley also wrote about in Brave New World, and admitted later was the actual plan that we're living under. So we're living under the British Empire slow roll eugenics depopulation system. Hitler knew about the plan, but decided to only target certain groups. And I have a lot of other data points on that, where people are brought in that are top scorers in, say, the Plan 2 operation at UT when they're in high school, already in college. And after they've gone through a year of testing and invented, they bring them in and they say, I'm the head of the body department, and I'm Jewish, and we don't like Hitler, but eugenics is the way to go. And we're basically going to target everyone, not just certain groups. My father was given that speech. And he's about as Gaelic as you get. He's no German in that guy. He's English, Scottish, a little Irish. The point is, he was top of his class. He was the boy genius, too. And that's why they tried to recruit him. And he got into it for a while and got out of it. He thought it was immoral and wrong. But he's never told me any of it, except that it was going on, that I'm right. Because in the old days, people didn't talk about that stuff. Now, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. But to try to even get into this would take days. But these are my personal experiences with my family. All right? But I'm going to talk about World War III and the dialectic of problem, reaction, solution when we come back. Stay with us. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hitler's birthday happened, and I put out a post on X knowing what it would do, because it shows how incredibly unpopular the political system is. But the entire establishment says everything is Hitler and calls everyone Hitler, and so now the general public says we love Hitler. And when I put this post up, the left went crazy with it. You got tens of millions of other views with all these Congress people and others posting and saying, look, Jones is scared of his listeners. They're all Nazis. No, that's people on X commenting. And it was ratioed, I would say, 2-1 pro-Hitler. I did that to have this debate. Because the first time I really heard people support Hitler was not at a deer camp with a bunch of old good old boys. They were talking about church picnics and raising money to help black kids get in college because they were good Christians. Never heard in East Texas with my dad's family any racial stuff. Never heard anything good about Hitler. But when I started going to college campuses in the mid-1990s and 2000s, and when you got at dinner with some people or off the side, and you're talking to Muslims or liberals, well, Hitler actually didn't have it all wrong. Hitler actually was doing a good job. And now you see the left everywhere literally thinks Jews are the most evil thing on the planet. And now it's metastasized. And I see these Democrats, oh, look, Jones is saying he doesn't like Hitler, and people are attacking him. Well, look at your own people. But what I'm getting at here is that the same powerful psychological warfare operators that are the inheritors of what the British Empire were are creating a clash of civilizations again and funding both the radical Islamicist and Israel. And Israel's doing terrible things I don't agree with. And then people try to say, wait, he's being contradictory. He's against wiping out everybody in Gaza, and he's saying it's becoming genocide, and an AI robot Project Lavender's doing it. Might as well call it cutesy face. Because, see, the Nazis wore skulls and black uniforms. We're coming to kill you. Israel's smart. They're all, oh, Lavender, when we kill you. They go, well, wait, you're against Israel doing this, but then you're over here also against Ilhan Omar and all the rest of these people. And they're checking people's IDs. They have Jewish last names, not letting them into Columbia and into Yale. What the hell is that? Hell, probably 80% of those Jews are liberals. Don't even think Israel should exist. Again, this is being orchestrated by the media, the culture, the universities, the think tanks. Again, and the new big clash is going to be Islam against the West. And they brought Islam in on purpose to make it even more disastrous when it all kicks off. And I'm trying to stop a new world war. I'm trying to stop a clash of civilizations. And just like the West and British intelligence set up Hitler, doesn't mean he's good, but they lured him in, made him a rock star, gave him all the financing, said he was invincible, put him on radio all over the U.S. saying he was a great guy. That's on record, by the way. My grandfather didn't just tell me that. It's in the history. But he was like, we were told at school Hitler was great. We were told the radio, go to this rally, you know, make Germany strong and America strong. He figured it out real quick. He was like, well, I'm not joining this. But the point is that, oh, my grandfather's father, my great-grandfather, he said, don't you get involved with that. Those people are thugs. Von Hindenburg, that Hitler said he thought was so great, said Hitler is a gutter snipe and a thug and a criminal. So for all you German files, Deutsche files, that worship everything German, the granddaddy, Big Mac daddy of them all said Hitler was a thug and a criminal. Now, once he had Alzheimer's, he stepped down and made, you know, Hitler the Fuhrer, but Hitler was the president, not the chancellor. See, do you even know about the Bundestag? Do you even know about the Reichstag? Do you actually know about the German government? Do you actually know it? See, you don't if you're pro-Hitler. Because you don't understand any of this. You just sit there and go, Germany was attacked. No, Germany started World War II. Well, they were oppressed in the Versailles Treaty. I know that. That's the point. It's like the left passing laws to put black men in jail if they use cocaine, but nobody else goes to jail unless you're black. They actually passed those laws. And then Joe Biden loves black people. They create the problem, and then they offer the solution. And so, Hollywood is dead. You know, the good takeaway from this is, I've experienced it. The system and the left and corporate media is so dead that the fact that they attack me has only made us bigger. But I'm putting out a good message. But a large portion of the public, and I'm talking about black people, Hispanics, I'm talking about women, liberals, are pro-Hitler. Because in this world, that's the naughtiest thing you can do. Oh, that's really cutting edge when you're pro-Hitler. So I posted this to cause a debate, as if I didn't know it was popular, with Yay in here pushing it over a year ago. Because Hitler got 24 million Germans killed and 26 million Russians killed and 8 million Poles killed. And he did target Jews in the Final Solution. It's in their own documents. Did they exaggerate or get history wrong or say this or that? Absolutely. And that's a whole nother discussion. How there was a project with Stalin to move Jews to Eastern Russia. And then Hitler had a deal with a bunch of the Jewish leaders to let them go if they would pay him money. Same thing he was doing here in Texas. He let them go to Palestine, and there were Jewish groups in between it, like Madeleine Albright's father, and like George Soros. I mean, there was a whole Jewish business feeding on Jews and making deals with Hitler. That's terrible. I'm not defending that. And I expose all that. My job is to say, is it good that the Nazis approached, the Bushes approached, Brown Brother Harriman approached, Prescott Bush approached, Smedley Butler, the most respected soldier in America, and said, we're going to make you the president of America and a dictator, and we're going to overthrow Congress, and we need 500,000 men, and Hitler will give you all of North America. That's on record. Oh, you didn't see that in the Hollywood movie. You never heard about that, did you? I mean, really, we want Hitler with a Marine Corps general to kill Congress and become a dictator. Oh, that really sounds great, folks. This is real business, folks. This, so it isn't like, oh, well, the British Empire and the American Empire won, and then now they've done bad stuff. We know that. But those of you sitting there whistling past the graveyard, fetishizing Hitler and using weird sophomoric comments about Alex Jones is controlled by Jewish wizards and crap like that, it doesn't do anything except help this clash of civilizations that I'm trying to stop. I mean, I've got videos here at Columbia with people chanting, burn Tel Aviv, kill all the Jews. Yeah, that ain't Free Palestine stuff, folks. That's what that is. Well, did you know the Imam of Jerusalem and the main Imams were pro-Hitler? This is a sophisticated plan. And out of this crisis, they're trying to trigger a global war. And then in the end, we'll all have biometric IDs. We'll all be face scanned to buy and sell. There'll be no more cash. They'll ban beef. We'll live in highly controlled, compact police state cities. With all of us fighting with each other over what religion we are, what color we are, with the globalists as the warden over the prison who created the infighting to begin with. And so I'm simply trying to get people to transcend this Hitler love and realize Hitler was manipulated, Hitler was controlled, Hitler was an occultist, and we can't oppose one evil by then supporting another evil. It's that simple. The time of the Machiavellian sociopath has come to an end. And our model should be a new renaissance. Our model should be George Washington and not foreign entanglements. Our model should be Jesus Christ. Our model should be open, free, competitive economies and not flirting with totalitarianism because our system's been taken over in this corrupt, crony capitalist fascist system. We know Joseph Stalin's not going to save us, Mao Zedong's not going to save us, and Adolf Hitler's not going to save us. God is going to save us. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.